Welcome to the From the Hip podcast, day 21 with Al Vino.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Hi and welcome. I'm Albert Hathazi.
And I'm Robert Hathazi.
Hi, Robert Hathazi.
Hi.
It's not only day 21, it's Father's Day today.
Yes.
And Rob, I want to be honest with you there. I want to come from the heart right from here. That every day to me is Father's Day. Like, I don't think that it's anything special. You don't have to, you know, get all dressed up fancy for me on this day. Every day is a Father's Day with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Give me five. We probably went too loud there. We had a good day today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Sunday. It was nice out. You had your final day, well, the wrap-up for soccer. Yeah. Tell us how that went today.
Well, we played James Street teams, and they were quite a bit older than us. Like, they were like 13 or maybe even 14, some of the guys, and I'm only 11. But we won our first two games. Some guy was pretty mad at me, but I retaliated, and it was fine.
You retaliated? How? What do you mean?
Like, he shoved me when I deked him.
Oh, yeah.
And then I scored, and then I shoved him back, and he's like, I'll beat you up. And then I said, sure, come at me. And then he didn't, so.
No. Well, bullies usually have a big talk, but when it comes time to action, seldom will they attack. So that was the second game.
That was the second game. We won that. I scored a goal, of course, like I just said. And in our first game, we played Navy, and we won like 7-1, maybe.
Yeah, you guys killed.
And then we played, apparently, the hardest team for our third and final game, which was Yellow. And we actually tied them 3-3, but a guy on my team also got in a fight with a guy.
Yes, I saw that.
Shoving fight.
Yeah, I don't know. That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
So that final, so you guys, your record ended up being 2 wins and 1 loss.
Yeah, so 2-0 and 1.
And how many hot dogs?
That's classified.
So it was nice. We were both out there for about 3 hours. I could feel my face, and even right down here, where my shirt has the V-neck, I could feel the sun still burning me. I can still feel it hot. And Rosie said that I look a little bit red. But we went to my parents' house for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And we had some delicious food. And my dad got the gift that made him happier than he's been in a long time. Do you remember what that was?
Oh, that was an amazing gift. He got his new and improved TV remote.
Yeah.
The same exact one as he had before, but just newer.
Yeah. And it wasn't working. Pressing the buttons going one way wasn't working. And it was frustrating him. He's 84 this year. And now he doesn't have to carry the remote from one room to the other. Now he could have two separate remotes. Yeah, how far we've come. And then tonight we watched Canada play. Yeah. What happened in that game? Women's World Cup.
It was a tough game. I don't think Canada was playing that well. And then we went for a bike ride, and then we came home to a 1-0 win to Canada.
Yes, we left at halftime, went for a quick bike ride, get some fresh air, because we haven't been able to ride our bikes for a few days, and because of the rain.
And we came home to Canada winning, like, just with probably half an hour left in the game.
Yeah, they held them off.
And couple of good chances, and the goalie made a big stop there. But
So Canada's off to the quarterfinals now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
they're really either exciting. Playing England.
Or Norway, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, both teams are good. Apparently beatable. Sorry, English people. Beatable.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat you. I'm very sorry about that because, you know, you're known for your soccer and we're not so much known for our football. Sorry. Robbie, do you have any English accent in you?
Yes, I do, you mate.
What you mean, mate? What are you talking about?
Lad, you want to go, mate?
What do you mean, go? Go where? We want to get some tea. Oh,
Robbie, for crying out loud, you're losing control.
No, I'm not.
Who are some of the YouTubers you watch that have the English accent or from England?
Lots of them do.
Who's your favorites? Your favorites?
KSI.
Okay, what's he do?
FIFA.
He does videos of him playing FIFA?
Yeah.
And he's English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Comedy Shorts Gamer does FIFA and challenges and different games. W2S, he does FIFA. Mini Minter, he does FIFA. I have tons more, but those are just like the top ones. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite.
Who's the guy that does the Ronaldo chop video?
Oh, Joe Weller.
Joe Weller?
Yeah.
Joe Weller?
Yeah.
It's English, eh?
Yeah.
A. I slipped the A in there. English people don't say A.
No.
You know who only says A?
You.
No, Canadians.
Yeah, I know.
Like you too. Well, that's great. We had lots of fun today. Good day. And then we went for a... We should say one more thing. We went for a bike ride after the game.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, you know, it's 10 o'clock, which it was about 10 o'clock then, and get ready for bed, I said, you know what? It's the longest day of the year, summer solstice. Let's get out and do something. I want to go bike riding shirtless.
We should go right now.
But there's one reason why I won't do that.
Mosquitoes.
Yes. And because they'll say, how did that whale get on that bike?
Thank God.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not quite a whale. Maybe a porpoise.
Sloth.
Rob, look at Rob. If you could see Rob right now, his mind is going, okay, what can I call him without getting beat up? It still has to be kind of bad, but yeah. Well, that's it.
Koala.
A what?
Koala.
Yeah, you call me koala. They're cute.
Bellies aren't cute.
No. But they're like, you know, you just want to hug a koala, mate. They're...
I want a koala.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said you also wanted a monkey last time.
Yeah. I almost got a frog.
Yes. You had a frog.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what... happened to that frog. Just a little story.
So I found a frog in our yard, and I kept it maybe for a day. No, sorry. Not even a few hours. And I was holding it in my hand. I thought I was training it. And, like, I held it wide open in my hands, and, like, my other hand wasn't covering it. And it jumped out, and it jumped over the deck, and I thought I would find it, but I didn't.
No, but there was one more frog that you did catch, and you put it in a container in the front of our house, remember? And you put little grass in there?
Yeah.
You kept it in there for a couple of days. I think you remember you got a couple of bugs for it.
Yeah.
And then we noticed it really was slowing down. It wasn't trying to jump out anymore.
Yeah.
And then one time you came home from school, it wasn't moving at all because...
It's dead.
It died. Oh my gosh, that was...
Sorry, people who love frogs.
Yeah. We did not mean to hurt that frog. Like, we are not... We don't know what it takes to have frogs, to keep frogs.
Their deaths.
Yeah. Sorry.
When and they keep their deaths.
And his name was?
Joey.
Yeah.
Like, just like all the other frogs I have.
And stuffed animals. And Robbie plays soccer with a guy named Joey now.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you for listening and tuning in if you made it all the way to the end. Robbie, do you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Happy summer solstice. Happy day 21. Happy Father's Day. Happy from the hip listener.
Happy Sunday. I know, no, it's not a happy day for me.
It's a great day for you.
No.
We had fun. Well, we had fun.
School. School.
It's fun. But you know what? We had fun, okay? And I don't care what you say. I don't care how you look at me. We had fun today. Admit it. Admit it. Robert. Okay, when this is done, I'm going to lock you up. I'm kidding. Okay. Au revoir.
Okay.
Bye.
Kokosh. Kokosh.